Mark WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively taking the show back out on the road next week. We will be at Pappas and Glen Burnie down in Anne Arundel County with Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We'll be giving these away as well as our friends at Window Nation. We were in Ocean City all last week talking to lots of elected officials, lots of stadium stuff, lots of Oriole stuff, lots of federal money stuff, but no talk of Ravens just yet. Dennis Colatsos joins us now from Coons Baltimore Ford. He'll be here on Thursday driving you home in between two fake football games. But I don't know, Den, we're coming to this point like where the baseball team was gone for 10 days. They come back now in this place that you and I have only seen them maybe twice as a franchise in our lifetime, where you're 30 games over 500, playing 625 ball, have all of this October sitting in front of you. And the football team has this injury to the cornerback, and it's going to be quiet, and the running back's going to run, and they're not going to play for 2 weeks. Boy, the Orioles do have a stage here for a couple of weeks, don't they?
Yep, they have our undivided attention. And you know what? They're a lot of fun to watch, Nestor. 6-3 from the road trip. Gunnar Henderson doing some great, great things. No better time to be an Orioles fan than right now, is there?
No, there isn't. And I guess for picking this up and Blue Jays, Rockies, White Sox, home games, all of that going on. It really does remind me of how great baseball can be when I'm down in Ocean City and I'm leaving a bar that doesn't have TVs to go to Secrets, where they only have TVs but no sound. And they had major, they only were only on two TVs. Their other TVs had the Dodgers and this and that, whatever. But like, I literally wound up late night every night I was gone, glued into the Orioles. Even when they're winning big, I wanted to see how the relief pitching was going to go, how things are going. I mean, in the case of Sunday, Gunnar Henderson has a chance to hit for the cycle in the seventh inning. You're like, well, you hope he bats. Then he bats in the and doesn't stop at first base. I mean, they're doing stuff that every night there's, oh, this happened or that happened. Or even when bad things happen and the starting pitching doesn't hold up, like with Flaherty or something, it makes for the roller coaster that makes us sports fans. This is why I didn't become a sports fan, because I cared about football 14 times a year when I was a kid. They didn't play that often. Baseball, they played every night, and it was something that your mom cared about beginning in April, and something that hopefully you could go back to school in September and your team would still be relevant. Well, this is that year.
Yeah, this team just keeps on winning. There's no quitting them. Gunnar Henderson, I was very glad to see him not even think about stopping at first. He plays to win. He only has one speed. Brandon Hyde said as much in his post-game presser. I was very happy for him to get that double. Look, a double is better than a single. You never know. Teams sometimes come back, although I don't think there was any danger for this version of the Oakland A's. But 6-3 from the road trips, they're whipping up on really bad teams. They're competitive, really good teams. And that's all you can expect from your ball club this time of the year.
All I keep thinking about is game one, right? When is that? Who is that? Ugh. And listen, sprinting to the finish line, and, you know, they have 38 games left as they open against the Blue Jays. And, you know, 15 of them are against awful, awful teams. You know, series, they might win, go 12-3 or 13. They need to win, you know, they need to win 23 games to get to 100 wins. I mean, I don't know what makes them a lock. What makes them a lock is their magic number. But this point where you take a series off and you can't get eliminated and you play on the weekend and you rest people and you get – it sounds good to me. I mean, it sounds too good to be true, but they have to sprint to the finish line to get there. They have these big games coming up against Tampa in a couple of weeks. They're going to play Houston one more time. And this Blue Jay series is also – you know, no offense to the Rockies, I think they'll be okay against the Rockies and the White Sox. They'll do okay. But these head-to-heads and the teams that could chase them down in the American League, it's important to put the foot down here this week. Have good crowds, too.
Yeah, it really is. I already have my tickets for one of the Rays games, one of the midweek games. Looking forward to that one. Love to see competitive baseball. And the Rays should be a team scrapping and being in a desperate position to beat the Orioles. So I'm very much looking forward to that matchup.
Well, big games, big baseball games, not so big fake football games, right? But the off-the-field thing, I haven't talked to you about Marlon Humphrey at all. I mean, I was down at the beach over the weekend. We did our segment last week primarily on ownership and sports ownership. We took a deep, deep dive on that. If you want to check that out at Baltimore Positive or under Dennis's tab. I know you've talked to Luke about the football team as well, but The Marlon Humphrey injury, I don't think it's where Ronnie Stanley were a couple years ago, but if Marlon Humphrey's not going to get on the field and be Marlon Humphrey this year, or going to scuffle, or Lord knows where Jimmy Smith was, or where John Ogden, or Deion Sanders, or turf toe, or but a surgical procedure in August is a surgical procedure in August.
Well, and that's what I don't get is he's had this injury, so I don't know why it wasn't addressed earlier. I know undergoing surgery is never fun, but this has been a lingering injury, so I think that's a question that I would ask him and the team is why wait so long? Why didn't you do this after the season was over with?
Well, I don't get to ask him questions, Dennis. I mean, you know what I mean? Like
Well, maybe Luke can answer for us,
you're
right?
being
So,
rhetorical, but like that
but
certainly
I
is
would like to. I
question
mean,
one.
if it's something that's going to bug him, right? I mean, why not get it addressed earlier? Why wait until this, right before the season starts? Makes no
Well,
sense
and
to me.
also the peddling that he'll be back, he'll be okay, he'll be okay.
Okay.
I mean, you know,
Okay.
on a foot in the NFL, in the secondary, where if you're only 97%, you're going to get beat every time. I mean, you're going to get beat by Chase every time if you're 95. You can't play at night. It's like pitching at 90%. You can't do it. I mean,
Can't do it.
it's
Nope.
the wrong spot on his body. If it's a forearm injury, I'm like, okay. You know, I would expect him back October 1st. I've lowered my expectations, and also I've lowered my expectations of their integrity and their honesty about being straight up about what they're thinking. I hope it's not worse than it is, but other than Lamar and maybe Ronnie Stanley, I can live with a running back. I can live with any of the wide receivers. I could probably live with Mark Andrews being injured, right? Like I could probably live with Roquan Smith being injured to some degree, but this is the back end. This is the guy that's going to match up with your number one. This changes the line against Cincinnati in week two.
Well, it certainly does because we knew that with a healthy Marlon Humphrey, the other teams would target the other cornerback, right? Rocky Asin or whoever else they roll out there. Now, without Humphrey back, then it's open season. Now they just have all they have to do is go through the progressions, and they're not as limited. They can look at both sides of the field versus locking in on one side of the field. So that'll open up things very much for the opposition's offense, no matter who they're playing, Nestor.
Well, they get a former 1-1 in Clowney. I don't know how much tank, gas left in the tank for him. Darby, these guys are going to be forced into duty. And yeah, when you're picking up guys in the middle of August,
Yeah.
you know, I'm
Yeah, they're
always
not going to
like,
be all pros. They're not going to be all
yeah.
pros. People expect, I mean, what do you expect to pick up in August, to your point? But they have to pressure the quarterback clearly. Their best hope was to get some early leads and let the defense loose, create some turnovers in an effort to win. But this definitely changes the equation for the team. And you and I have talked about this in regards to lack of depth, quality depth behind Marlon Humphrey.
What do you expect out of the offense? Because I made a flippant remark. I was with Carl Anderton, who is a Republican delegate from Wicomico County, who is a huge sports fan. He listens to this show every day. He proves that every time I'm with him, he's telling me how much he listens to you and me, right? And he and I got into it long, you know, about money and about stadiums. We did a lot of stuff in the Eastern Shore and coming over, but we got into football. And I said, you know, I haven't said it out loud, but I kind of quietly. And this is no offense to Lamar or his money or Odell Beckham or J.K. Dobbins. I kind of, in my heart of hearts, and I didn't say it out loud, I expected the defense to be better than the offense. And that's not, like, I just think the offense, new terminology, new players, everybody wants the ball. They don't want Lamar to run, but Lamar's going to want to run. The running back is what he is. I thought the defense is going to quietly, with Roquan Smith, second year with the coordinator, Patrick Queen motivated and not being bitchy, understanding that, hey, I can go make 40 million. I can go get a contract. No problem. I'll go get paid the Jets. Somebody else will want me. That he's had grown-ups around him and that they were loaded on the back end between the draft and the signings last year and where they were. They were happy with Rocky Sin and they obviously gave all this money to Marlon. Obviously didn't want Marcus Peters, just said no thank you, because they could have had him if they wanted him, right? They
Sure.
decided to not. They decided they were going to build it this way. I was more bullish, honestly, on the defense than I am. I think the offense is all hype and smoke and mirrors and this and that, and I'll believe the offense when I see it. Because I believe Lamar being healthy after Thanksgiving when I see it, right? And I'll believe Lamar's going to throw the ball 42 times successfully when I see it. So I'm Missouri on that. The defense, I'm convinced that the defense was going to be tighter and that quietly Eric sort of has been more worried about the defense in recent years than he has been about the offense in regard to making this splash move for Roquan Smith, giving the money, doing it, saying that's my guy, that's my Ray Lewis, that's a guy we're gonna be a better team because of him. I buy and bought into that, and I thought the defense had a chance to be underrated. Without Marlon Humphrey, I don't know that I feel that way.
Yeah, well, you know what? A lot of people post online recently how many number one draft picks, former number one draft picks, are on this Ravens squad. Some are at the prime of their careers, some not so much, such as Odell Beckham Jr., Jadeveon Clowney, and even Laquon Treadwell. He's in that grouping. But they have a ton of experience, a dearth of experience, if you will. And as you mentioned, the offense has to shine sooner than later. And the terminology, the scheme, they have to grow up very, very quickly in order to give themselves a really good chance to win. And they started off with the Texans playing the Bengals without the quarterback, their star quarterback, Joe Burrow. It works in their favor. So hopefully they can iron out some things before the schedule gets tighter.
Yeah, everybody's got problems, right? But I tell you what, we don't have any Oriole problem except the bullpen and the pitching and the starting pitching and the six-man rotation. And when are they bringing Jackson Holliday up? And how can I
Yes.
get playoff tickets? And how much are they? And we're going to have a lot of that going on. Offensively, what do you expect out of the Ravens in regard to distribution of the ball? Houston will be in a
Well,
numb. I mean, Houston's going to be an outlier because they're going to kill them,
they should kill them, although they have some ballers on there too, right? And Will Anderson Jr., the number one draft pick from Alabama, already flashing. He'll get to the quarterback regardless of who he's going up against. But look, I hopefully Lamar can get through his progressions, and I'm seeing a lot of rub routes from the offense, so you can see Tom Monken's fingerprints on it. They should have guys running wide open, which will make Lamar Jackson more accurate. And they have a chance to really open things up. They're running 11 personnel 80% of the time now. I think they believe they did it 13% of the time last season. So already the offense has been greatly opened up. So you get these great space players in space. I expect great things to happen, some chunk plays early on in the season.
we're going to see Lamar in a pro set offense. This will be interesting.
Yeah, just
Be
look,
interesting.
we saw him at Louisville. I want to see Louisville Lamar. I think the fans wanted to see Louisville Lamar, and we'll see what that looks like. He's got his bag, he's settled. He's playing for a Super Bowl. He's focused. Let's see what happens. Let's see if he can, in fact, throw the ball as well as he did in college.
Football is a rare game. Dennis Colatzos joins us here. He's over at Coons Baltimore 4. What's going on over there? I mean, I have no more texts from you about injuries from Luke Jones, is what we need to have.
Yeah, just got back from Vegas dealer meeting with Bill Ford and Jim Farley, the leadership. They're bullish on the product. We saw some new vehicles, including the new Mustang GTD. Sticker of $300,000. It's a track-ready car, carbon fiber. Nestor, you look great in one of those. You and Jen.
Well, I mean, I'm going down to Ocean's Calling at the beach. I'll take one down to Ocean City in a
You'll,
couple of weeks
I'll
and send
get you
one
there
up here.
very, very fast. I'll get you there very, very fast. How about that? But
I'd
things are
be
great with Ford
afraid to
Motor
like
Company.
stop at Rofo and get like a coffee on the way to the beach if you put me in that vehicle. You'd need to wrap it all up in rubber for me, or plastic,
Bubble wrap, but no, it's things are great with Ford Motor Company in Coons, Baltimore.
300G,
Ford.
then it better drive itself now. Come on.
Oh my goodness! Well, you can buy a 40 grand vehicle that drives itself these days, the Mach-E. That we'll get her done.
What?
Yeah, Blue Cruise. Yes, Blue Cruise. That's the thing. Take the hands off the steering wheel; it drives itself.
So what do I do on the way to Ocean City?
You can talk to Jen. You can. I don't recommend texting, but you can read a book. I mean, you can do a lot of different things.
All right, maybe I
You
could get
can
me a gold
reclaim. You
watermelon
can
if I hurry.
reclaim some of your valuable time. How about that?
All right, I'm going to reclaim some time with you on Thursday. We're going to have a
You got
preseason
it.
game in the books. We're going to have the
Sounds
Orioles
good.
against the Blue Jays. The Rockies coming in this weekend. Dennis is here 3 until 5 on Thursday, back again on Sunday morning. He and I did a deep, deep, long dive on ownership, integrity, what we expect from ownership, where we are with ownership, and $600 million with the Orioles. I was down in Ocean City at Mako checking in on all that. We're going to be at Pappas on the 29th, giving these away from the Maryland Lottery, scratch-offs, and the 50th anniversary. It is our 25th anniversary. Dennis, I'm toying with Alive at 25. I'm working on that. We're going to do our
Love it.
25 Stories of Glory coming your
Come
way,
on.
beginning on Labor Day here. We're celebrating. I got a new cupcake here for the logo, too. I got the 25-year logo cupcake. It looks like the Magic Kingdom.
Love it.
I
Great
feel like
look. Great
Tinkerbell.
look.
I am Nestor.
25
We are
more.
WNST AM 1570. Dallas and Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.